Attracting new members is a top priority for most churches. So how will live streaming your church services online help attract new members? If our church services are available online, won't people just watch from home? I think Seth Haberman, better known as the Digital Pastor, put it best when he sarcastically said, "Ever since Grace Church started live streaming, I don't have to go to church anymore. I can stay home and literally just watch church from my chair. I don't have to go through that stupid greeting. Go and find three people and give them a fist bump. How about I give myself a fist bump?" I love the context that Seth Haberman jokingly brings into this introduction video of the basics of church streaming. For good reason, many churches have been worried whether live streaming will keep members from coming into church. Is it possible that your church's current members will stay home instead of attending church in person? Yes. This is a question almost every church brings up when they start to think about live streaming. These were legitimate concerns in the infancy of live streaming adoption, only 3 to 5 years ago. Ever since, social media websites such as Facebook and YouTube have started to allow organizations to live stream their content for free, churches have been scrambling to figure out this new technology. Could live streaming be used to spread the message of God? Will our online viewers feel compelled to come into the church? Live streaming has become very popular, not only in church, but also in social media, says Haberman. Live streaming can be an incredibly powerful tool for the use of the church. Churches can now reach people outside the four walls of their church in a way never before possible. Haberman goes on to explain that you don't need a $500,000 budget anymore to start live streaming. And through live streaming, your church can reach people that are not Christian. Maybe someone who is intimidated or nervous about coming into your church, or church members who are simply out of town on vacation. They could be elderly members who cannot physically make it into the church, or they could even be people who are looking for a church online that have come across a link to your live stream. Seth Haberman is a friend of mine who I've spoken to at great lengths about churches using live streaming to enhance their outreach capabilities. We both agree that the number one reason churches fail to start live streaming is out of fear. Many churches are afraid that current members may stay at home and watch the services online instead of attending in person. While this is a possibility, almost every church I've spoken to about this says that its live video program brings people into the church. In my experience, this has not been an issue with the churches I have worked with, says Haberman. When we are considering the power of live streaming, we are also talking about the massive reach of social media. With the right strategy put into place, your live videos can turn online viewers into lifelong supporters of the church. New technologies are allowing churches to accept digital donations, both through their websites and through social media pages directly. Your influence online can now become a bridge for new members, giving them the nudge they need of confidence to walk through the doors of your church. We all must remember that watching a church service online will always pale in comparison to the real thing.